questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for today's discussion, we want to get into another interesting question and topic, and that is the quality life in the other worlds or in the hereafter. You know, so many people, when we talk about the life or the quality of life in the other world, they think it is the continuation of the life as we have as ordinary people in this world. But according to Islamic teachings and according to Islamic beliefs, how can we picture the life in the other world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Very valid question, but maybe to some extent some complicated one, because still we did not experience death and the life in hereafter. But we can, according to some of the verses of Noble Quran, we can have some kind of understanding of the life in hereafter. Or you may call it Yawm al-Qiyamah, Resurrection Day. Or, for example, Yawm al-Hasra, the Day of Regrets. And yes, some other names of the Day of Judgment. But very briefly speaking, you know that the idea of the Resurrection Day or the Yawm al-Qiyamah is very important in the verse of Noble Quran. The reason of that, because we have plenty of verses of Noble Quran emphasizing on the Day of Judgment, what would happen in that day, and the qualification attached to that. And you know how huge influence it can have if you have this kind of idea. I mean, if you believe in the Day of Judgment.
Yes.
I believe that it actually changed your perspective to this life either. Yes. And you have maybe new life.
Yes.
And new understanding of the, you know, life that you're living nowadays. Because you know that this is an introduction for the Day of Judgment.
Yes.
What does it mean? It means that in the Day of Judgment, you will see the result of your action in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it is you witness the result of what you have done in this life. But if you have practiced, you know, righteously, you would see the result of that. And if you have did some, you know,
wrong actions,
yes, and wrong deeds,
you see the consequences. Yes.
You see the consequences.
Yes.
And you see not only the consequences, you see the reality of what you have done in mm-hmm. this life.
Yes.
Which we call it in Islamic terminology, tajsimul amal.
Yes.
Which means you see the reality
of... The true manifestation of what you did, yes.
What you
did.
In this life, maybe, for example, when I backbite, I lie, I do some kind of evil action, mm-hmm. I do not see the result of that. Mm-hmm. Rather, I see some impact of that, maybe to some extent.
Yes.
But in the hereafter or the resurrection day, you see the reality and manifestation of that.
That's right.
It is very important in Islamic teachings that, for example, in the verse of Noble Quran, we say that if you eat the property of orphan, actually you have eaten fire.
Yes.
It is not metaphor. It is a reality of eating the, let's say, the property of orphan.
Yes.
Actually, you're eating fire.
Yes.
And in the Day of Judgment, you witness that. In the verse of Noble Quran, we have, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ دَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ دَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. If you do a bit, a minimum amount of... Yes. Righteous action, you witness that, and if you commit minimum amount of evil action, you witness the manifestation of that.
That's right.
And I think it is maybe to some extent we can have some kind of perspective toward the Day of Judgment.
That's all right. So now the main question is that, is there any physical understanding on the other world too? For example, on the Day of Judgment and after that? Because so many people see, okay, now the body is dead in this world, and the spirit is transferred to the other world, and for example, are this body and the spirit are going to, we can say, reach each other again, and there is a physical continuation to the life in the other world or Qiyamah.
Exactly. According to the majority of our scholar, we have the physical appearance in the Day of Judgment.
Okay.
I want to say that after the death, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather different, you know, parts of the human being.
Okay.
And he made another human being, actually the same human being he was or she was living in the day, in this material life. I want to say that in the Day of Judgment, we will have the physical appearance.
Okay.
I mean, the spirit of human being and the physical aspect of that. And you will witness the result of what you have done and the consequences that what you have done in this world by your physical body and with your soul, actually.
So according to Islamic beliefs, what you do with your physique, with your body, has direct effects on your spirituality and your spirit, okay?
Exactly.
So if you are, for example, an evildoer, you are just saving some, we can say, dark, or you are adding some dark, misshaped, we could say, dimensions or aspects to your spirit. So in the other world, when the body and the spirit reach each other, is this body that is shaped according to what you did in this world? For example, you might have a body according to your bad deeds and according to your good deeds in the other world or not?
You know that... Actually, we do not have, actually, maybe I did not have the very detailed idea about how this physical body would be in the Day of Judgment.
Okay.
Maybe the what you have done in this life would affect your body, as you mentioned.
Yes.
You have maybe some changes in your physical body, you know, in the Day of Judgment, according to what you have done in the this material life.
It's just called ma'ad jismani, isn't it?
Exactly.
Or a physical resurrection.
But we have the general understanding of that in the Day of Judgment. As you mentioned, the you know, terminology of that. We have the resurrection by your physical body and, of course, with your soul, which is a reality of human being.
That's right.
And I need to emphasize on the reality of human being or the entity of human being, which is the soul of the human being.
That's all right.
Unfortunately, in this life that we are living, many of us, if not all of us, we only focus on the physical aspect of human being, and we want to analyze everything with this material life. Okay? We are only looking for the pleasure of this body, and we want to be away from the, you know, dangerous things and some maybe some difficulties and so on and so forth.
Yes.
And we do not think about the reality of human being and the entity of human being, which is a, you know, you may call it the spirit of human being or ruh or qalb. You know, we have different terms in the Noble, in the verse of Noble Quran. And this is a reality of human being. And whatever pain and whatever pleasure that you feel it is actually because of your soul.
Okay? That's all
right.
Okay.
Via this body,
that's right.
You have and your soul feels this pleasure or this pain. And, you know, maybe sometimes, at least sometimes, when you feel some pain or pleasure via this body, it actually goes fast to your soul and the reality of human being.
That's
and this is very important.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
According to what do we have according to the text of the Holy Quran and some of the ahadith Is there any direct reference to the Yawm al-Qiyamah or the Day of Judgment or the other world in the Holy Quran in the Hadith?
As I mentioned, many verses.
Okay.
We have multitude verses of Noble Quran.
How is it pictured, I mean?
As I said, for example, in the verse of Noble Quran, we have that يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. Some of the transgressors, they beaten their hands. Actually, they're feeling regrets from what they have done in this material life.
Okay.
They say that they repent from, or they regret from having some friends.
That's right.
Okay. Some evil friends.
Yes.
And many people, and actually the, one of the names of the Day of Judgment is Yawm al-Hasra,
yes,
the Day of Regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see the reality of life, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ, which means the reality of life, what is alive, is a Day of Judgment. When you witness that, you feel regrets for what you have done in this material life. And you wish that I have another opportunity for obtaining many other good deeds and having charity for poor people and doing many volunteer works.
Yes.
But unfortunately, no way.
That's right.
No way. And because of that, many people, if not all of them, they feel regrets for what they have done.
That's right.
And they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving them another opportunity.
Right.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept that because
That's
there's
right.
no way for returning to this material life. So we have to be very careful of that day and to some extent prepare ourselves for the Day of Judgment.
Some might say that there is no other world and all the things that you do in this world, their akhirah is mixed with them in this world. I mean, the Qiyamah and the Akhirah of your actions are, we can say, co-mixed with your life in this physical world. Do you agree?
You know, actually not. Because in the explicit verse of Noble Quran, and actually beside that, we have many rational arguments for the existence of the Day of Judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to go to the detail of that. Because maybe I can say approximately maybe one third of the verse of Noble Quran, to some extent, you know, referring and talking about the Day of Judgment.
That's all right.
Very great day for the human being. But the point that you mentioned that maybe some people, they witness the consequences of their action in this material life. I do not want
also
to
the rewards. You
the
know?
Rewards,
yes,
yeah.
Okay.
I do not want to deny that. Maybe, and of course, there is no contradiction between having the Day of Judgment and you're witnessing at least some part of your action.
Yes.
I mean, the consequences of your action in this material life.
But, Sheikh, when you get to the some of the interpretations of the Urafa or the true mystics of Islam, they say that the consequences of your bad deeds in this world are as they are metaphorically pictured in the Holy Quran. For example, if there is a fire, there is really a fire. Or there is, for example, a punishment. It is really a punishment. It is our eyes which are unable to see the consequences in this world with your actions. For example, if you are stealing, or you are backbiting, or you are taking the rights of an orphan, there is a negative side, a negative punishment to that, but you, as an ordinary human being, are not able. If a person is spiritually grown up and perfected like an RF, it is possible for him to see with the direct eyes the consequences. This is what took place, for example, at the time of the infallible imams too. For example, they say that when people were in the Hajj pilgrimage and somebody said that, look at so many pilgrims over here, and all of a sudden the imam answers that, no, it is only the noise and there are not so many pilgrims. I mean, the reality of the physical world was shown to the eyes of the infallible imam, okay?
Exactly.
So I think that sometimes we could see that the other world of this world is with it, but after this, it will be completed through your spirit and spirituality too, isn't it?
You know that to some extent, maybe we can agree to these ideas. You know that You know, whatever we do, even the minute action,
yes,
in this material life, it has some reality behind that, as you mentioned. For example, if you commit adultery or eat the, you know, usury or interest, which is riba, and many other sins that, unfortunately, some people, they commit that, it has some reality behind that. But most of the people, if not all, they do not witness the reality of that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the day of judgment, they witness the reality of whatever they have done in this life.
That's all right.
Okay, so for it is granted. We have that's day right. of judgment for sure.
Mm-hmm.
One day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather all people from the beginning till the end. It is actually the day of judgment. People,
yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge all people according to what they have done.
That's right.
And there is no oppression.
Yes.
It is absolute justice or mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, as I said in the beginning, day of judgment is the consequence of what you have done in this material life. So this material life is some kind of introduction to that life.
That's right.
And whatever you prepare for yourself, you witness the consequence and the reality of that in the day of judgment.
That's all right. And this is the absolute promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially for those people who have done so many crimes in this world and they did not answer their crimes, or they did not, for example, we can say, were responsible for their crimes. For sure, there is another world. And in that world, they must answer heavily and I think hardly, isn't it?
It is a rational argument,
one of the rational arguments
for the day of judgment.
That's all right. Thank you much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for a nice elaboration regarding the quality life in the other world. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. This was Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. Another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan.